Siobhan O'Connor opened her remarks with a prayer.
We pray that by your infinite mercy, you bring great comfort and consolation to all those who have suffered abuse from clergy.
She stood on the Main Street corner where childhood sex abuse victims shared their stories in recent months, stories of abuses allegedly carried out by Catholic clergy. She was watching from afar, from a conference room window within the diocesan offices, beginning with Michael Whalen's story in February.
And I remember that I wanted to come over here, and I wanted to shake his hand, and I wanted him to know that at least one, and I hope more, of us in that building supported him.
O'Connor resigned as Bishop Richard Malone's executive assistant in August after working under him for 3 years and recently revealed herself as the one who leaked secret diocesan files to WKBW-TV. Documents suggesting abuse allegations were lodged against nearly three times the 42 priests voluntarily identified by the diocese earlier this year. Because of an ongoing federal probe, she would not talk about accusations, but her attorney, Mitch Garabedian, renewed a call for Bishop Malone to resign.
We need the criminals, the perpetrators of clergy sexual abuse, and the individuals who participated in the cover-up of clergy sexual abuse to resign so that all can heal.
O'Connor says she does not hate the bishop and still cares for and prays for him, but she suggests he is no longer able to effectively lead the diocese. She believes he and Auxiliary Bishop Edward Grosch should both resign. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.